There's quite a bit that's happening today, and in the midst of all that we've learned about with reference to what's taking place in the region, there is quite a bit of concern about what takes place here in the U.S., and the Secret Service clearly is thinking about that, too, because they just put out a statement a short while ago saying essentially it's enhancing its security and its posture near protected sites. And what this release says is the U.S. Secret Service is actively monitoring the situation in Iran and remains in close coordination with our federal and local partners. The agency's protective model is designed to be adaptable. And so by that, what they're saying is they're going to expect to raise security around protected sites and in certain communities. So you're going to see extra Secret Service protection. And the bottom line on that, Ralph, is that as we've mentioned several times this morning, Iran has a very big global covert network, and that network covers the United States. So I think what they're doing is throwing caution to the wind here and essentially taking a step and recognizing that the only way to get back at the U.S. is to attack in an asymmetric fashion. And so I think as well what the Secret Service is doing is essentially trying to prepare for the possibility of something like that. We don't have anything imminent that we've heard about that's taking place, but we just know that out of an abundance of caution, Secret Service is raising security concerns around protected sites and certainly around people that they protect.
And you would assume that that's being done in conjunction, places like D.C. police, secret Capitol police, et cetera.
Yeah, they can't do it on their own because they're in so many different places. They rely on their local partners and state partners and regional partners for help. And they actually say that in their announcement that any temporary traffic or pedestrian impacts will be communicated by our local law enforcement partners. But the bottom line, what took place and what's going on in Iran has come home to the U.S. may not be in the same fashion at this point, but there's certainly a significant amount of concern here about what could happen in the future.